Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers for today, Thursday the 22nd of October.
Halloween's coming up.
Halloween is coming up. Oh, we need to do our Halloween episode.
Oh, yeah. We'll start researching that.
Yeah, because we're talking about candies, what to eat, how to survive, and then survival manual. Forgot about that. We haven't been announcing this, but we have a survival manual for the holidays coming out for our newsletter subscribers only. So if you are not a newsletter subscriber, you will be missing out on this. This is something that is going to really, really help you through New Year's, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and Boxing Day.
How would one sign up for our newsletter, Keon?
Go to truefitnessacademy.com and go to the top right section of our page. It's literally right there.
It's literally right below our pictures, I believe.
Exactly. Go look at my beautiful face, and then go down about 3 inches.
If that.
If that. And you will see the sign-up box. And that's going to be a big help for you. So do it now, and yeah, that's about it.
Sweet.
Today, we're talking about posture. We're going to be talking about, we're continuing with our postural series, and we'll be talking about the flat back posture.
Back day flat.
Yep. You got any comments before we jump into this, T?
Basically, it's about people that if they bent over, they look like a table.
That is very true. That is pretty true. Yeah. So going from tail to head. So, again, let me, before we jump into this whole thing, reiterate why we talk about posture.
Why
I love posture and why I think
it's... Why do you enjoy this so much?
The most important thing. One, having good posture increases your performance.
In what?
Anything. Seriously. In sport, in home life, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Wink! In pleasure, in playing with your kids, in... Do like recreational stuff, doing whatever you like, it will increase your performance. Do it vacuuming, playing golf, posture can really, really, having good, correct posture can really help you out.
We golfing tomorrow?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
If it's not raining.
Continue.
And also, too, no pain, like decreased pain. If your bones aren't lined up well, your muscles are tight, they have what's called a incorrect length tension relationship, meaning that nerves are gonna be pulled and pinched and et cetera, and you're gonna feel pain.
It don't feel well, people. Don't feel well.
Right. And also, three, you have an increased chance of injury if you don't have good posture. And four, you look kind of silly.
That's the most important.
Right, according to Tyler.
According to Tyler, you look silly.
Uh huh. So,
Quasimodo.
Quasimodo. let's talk about flat back posture. Now,
which is the opposite of Quasimodo.
Which is the opposite of Quasimodo. So last time we talked about kyphosis lordosis, which there is no fancy, nice word to talk about. It just is kyphosis lordosis. Today we're talking about flat back. So this is what I have. This is what I was coming from. And now I actually have a fairly normal posture.
Quick question before we jump in. How does one get a flat back?
Well, let's talk about the muscles that are tight, and then we can kind of reduce
and
yeah.
Conject so, to what I ask.
Your abdominals are stereotypically tighter, and your hamstrings are stereotypically shorter as well.
Okay.
So, usually that means a lot of sitting with a hunchback without fixing it in your hips. So what a lot of people do is they'll sit with a hunchback and then they'll fix it with their hips to sit up, quote unquote, straight. And that's what causes the kyphosis lordosis. So for me, it was a lot of sitting on the ground, curled over in a, quote, in the Native American style sitting. Crisscross applesauce, if you will. Which, well, you got to be PC now, apparently.
Okay, whatever. But no, so while you were playing with your Legos or your G.I. Joes.
Right, that's exactly caused
just hunching
that.
Over.
Hunching over, so your abdominals get strong or at least shorter, and your back muscles typically get longer and weaker. And also, this is posture, unfortunately, like bad posture and postural deviance are typically genetic. My whole family, most of my family, yeah, has flat back posture. And a lot of my family has really bad pronation. So we overly pronate when we walk, which is the turning in of the big toe towards the midline of the body when you plant.
See, this whole posture thing, it's as much as I bug you and make fun of you with it, it's fascinating to me because I've never really had problems with it. Like, because I walk very straight, like, feet-wise. Like, right. I don't invert either way.
Yeah, pretty
much. I don't rotate for the most part either way. And posture-wise, I hunch forward on my computer, but walking around, I'm pretty...
Yeah,
I'm like 95.
You have a little kyphosis.
I have a little bit, but nothing oh gosh, need to write home about that.
Right.
So it's fascinating that it's entertaining to at least see how other people live their life and get to that style.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, so let's go through this real quick so you might be able to quote-unquote self-diagnose yourself and see what might be your issue if you have the flat back posture.
There will be a picture on truefitnessacademy.com, so if you're questioning whatever, go ahead and look there.
Yep. Also, at the end of this whole series, I'm going to do a postural analysis on Tyler so you can kind of see what deviances we both have and how to fix them. So that'll be a nice little video we will put up. So, starting from the head. Head for the flat back posture is typically forward. The neck is slightly extended. So flex would be chin to chest. Extension would be chin to the sky. So slight extension there. Your mid-back, your upper back, is increased flexion. So that means that you're kind of hunched forward. And then your spine, your lumbar spine is flat, flexed, straight, 100%. Your pelvis, so last time we talked about the anterior tilt of the pelvis, where the front of your pelvis was lower than the back of your pelvis, right? This one, your pelvis is, you're almost the opposite. So the front of your pelvis is higher than the back of your pelvis.
Okay.
And what that does is creates a quote-unquote posterior tilt. So you're tilting towards the back, the posterior, and that creates more of that lumbar flexion. Your hips are extended, so meaning that you're pretty much straight in the front as well. Your knees are extended, and your ankles are slightly pointed. So, all this to say that you are as straight as a board. And typically there's a lot of stiffness that comes with,
why are you looking at me all funny?
You gave me a weird look.
I was just watching you talk.
Okay. Whatever. So, again, the weak muscles with the flat back posture would be your hip flexors. So, right in front, these little guys, like if you dig your under that ASIS, that little bone next to your, on the same plane as your belly button, towards the side of your body and go down, that's your hip flexor. Those guys are usually weak, and what's strong is your hamstrings.
How does one strengthen their hip flexor?
That's a great, great question.
That's why I'm here.
So, to strengthen your hip flexors, typically squats are one of my favorites. Those are probably the king quadricep and hip flexor strengthener. If you can go to a one-legged squat, that's king. Like, that is going to really strengthen all the stabilizers there in the quadricep and the hip flexor area. Also doing, like, single-leg extensions with like a cable at your foot and just drawing forward, that's where you're going to really target the hip flexor by yourself. If you're standing up straight with a little cable cuff on your ankle, take a step forward and just keep your leg as straight as possible and draw that leg up as far as you can without crunching your upper body down. That's going to really strengthen your hip flexor. Also doing like double leg raises, lying on the ground. If you go lower, that's going to not only hit your quote-unquote lower abdominal area, it's also going to hit your hip flexors as well.
Okay.
So those are some ways to do it. Your hamstrings, short and weak, or short and strong. So you're going to need to stretch out your hamstrings. So reaching for your toes, doing foam rolling for your hamstrings is probably the way to go for that.
Sounds delicious.
Cool. This posture is not as common as some, but it is, I think, getting more and more prominent for a lot of people. So this,
probably because of people sitting at their desk exactly. and not adjusting accordingly.
Exactly. So my dad has this one, and what it can eventually start doing is really hurting your back. Since those muscles are weak in the back, you're going to need to strengthen those guys, and your hips are probably really tight as well. So doing like hip swings, like just grab onto a bar or a wall and swing your leg backwards and forwards and trying to keep your body as still as possible. It's going to loosen up your hip, and then doing it side to side as well. So laterally doing that is really going to open up the hip joint. And then doing Superman exercises, like lying on your stomach and lifting up both chest and legs is going to strengthen the mid-back and upper back as well, because you need to strengthen those muscles. So what a lot of injuries can come from this, you can get knee injuries, hip injuries, back injuries. So this is a really injury-prone posture I've found in my experience. Core, despite its strength, typically still does need strengthening, and especially elongating. So if you lie down on the ground on your chest and just press up, not only are you strengthening your mid-back, you're also stretching out your abdominals. That's a great, one of my favorite stretches. So that almost, what do they call it, swan? I think they call it swan in yoga and Pilates. We call it swan in Pilates, so.
Okay.
Yep. So those are pretty much the basics of this posture. What can come of it too is a lot of turn out of the feet. So your feet will be kind of duck walking. That's kind of what I've had
the
to
pigeon
fight.
Walk? Pigeons. Not pigeons, penguins.
Penguin walk, yeah, penguins. Because pigeons turn in. Yeah, so you can get the penguin walk out of this, which is not good at...
But you look sexy in a tuxedo.
That's probably the way to go. As long as it's blue or
and
orange.
Has the tails.
It's got to have the coattails.
It's got to have the coattails.
Yeah, otherwise it's going to be...
and maybe a hat.
Top hat's a must.
Yeah.
Otherwise it won't. So, when that happens, and that's just kind of what happens with this whole posture, you're going to need to strengthen your inner thighs as well. Because your inner thighs are going to probably be weak, and your butt is probably going to be pretty strong. Which kind of makes sense if you think about it. Your hamstrings are strong, so your butt should be strong. And your hip flexors are weak, so your quads and inner thighs should also probably be weak as well. From the back and front views, there's not going to be a whole lot different. Your shoulders should be aligned well. Your hips should be pretty much aligned. So there's not going to be much, shifting of left to right. That, you get into, like, sway back postures and, what's that called?
Quasimodo.
Quasimodo. Yeah. And some really, skanky posture. That's just not good for you.
The Igor.
Yeah. So those are some things that you should be looking out for this with this posture. Any questions, Tyler, that you got for me?
So, how does someone... I'm trying to think how I want to word this question. Okay. So, someone right now listening to us goes... I have this.
Uh-huh. Or at least signs of this,
yeah,
right?
Like, partially. I think I have this. They go online, they're like, I kind of look like the picture.
Right.
What would be the one move that, like, because yesterday we talked about stretching.
Uh-huh.
What would be, like, the one move in their morning stretch that they should wake up and do?
Right. So if you go watch the video from yesterday, that definitely start off with that hang to release your hamstrings, but try, instead of hanging your upper back down, try and like go for a good morning style. So
like,
you keep your chest
keep your
open.
Chest up.
And what that's going to do, it's going to help strengthen your back muscles and lengthen your hamstrings at the same time. If you let your chest fall towards your knees, you're just going to keep lengthening your back, which is going to cause more issues.
Yeah.
So feel like you're almost diving down with your head. So you're not curling over. Your back should be as flat as possible, as neutral as possible as you hinge forward from the hips. Like you're bowing almost.
You're almost trying to, you're trying to touch your like chest or your nipples to the ground, kind of a concept. Like you're pushing straight down.
Exactly. So you want to be, like you're trying to create a 90-degree angle to the ground. And
then force it down.
And then, not force it down, but you're trying to like bend push down. It exactly.
In that sense.
That's probably the best stretch for this. And then the two best exercises, like the Superman is great because you get that back strengthening as well. And squats. Squats are going to be, the front squats especially, are going to be one of the kings of getting out of this posture.
As scary as squats are, people are always scary. For the longest time, didn't do them because they always just seem scary, and you always see like the big, roided out guys doing them, grunting and screaming and doing them.
Right.
And they just make it sound so unpleasant
right.
that you don't do them. It is probably the best exercise, hands down, for everything.
Absolutely, it's my. I love the deadlift as well, but the squat is probably the best exercise you can do. Period. If you're, it's almost, you can almost say if you're not squatting, you're not working out.
Yeah. So.
So yeah. Anything else I missed with this bad boy?
I think they're good.
Yeah. Trying to keep these shorter and sweeter because I know there's a lot of information I could throw at you. So, if you have any questions about this kind of posture, email us podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. And that should be I'll answer those on air.
Okay. And then also I guess what I was gonna say is email us if you're like I have a round shoulders but I don't think I fit into the one you guys talked about last week but I don't know if on this one we'll talk about them.
Right. And remember these are just kind of taught like general stereotypes that people fit into as far as posture goes. Each individual person is gonna have a slightly different variants. They're gonna vary from person to person as far as posture goes. So you're not gonna exactly fit into the mold. Tyler forgot his podcasting hat and he's going crazy.
I know. I'm playing with my buzzed head.
Yeah.
It feels so good. I shaved it yesterday.
Nice.
So nice. So nice.
I gotta get a haircut for sure. So. Tomorrow we're talking about fat.
Yep, that we are.
The good, the bad, and the ugly of fat. We're also going to be taking listener mail next week. So be sure to send us your questions, your comments, your concerns about that.
I'm hoping by the end of tomorrow people won't be afraid of fat.
Yeah, me too. Fat is a beautiful thing.
It's good and bad and sometimes ugly.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
But the first thing is good.
The first thing is good. That's true. Because, I feel like a lot of people just, they get scared of, they hear like, oh, this is bad, so they avoid it 100%, as opposed to, no, it's bad because they don't finish the sentence.
Yeah. That, I feel, is a big thing with pretty much anything.
Right. Yeah. You just got to kind
of... Insert anything that you're afraid of. There's probably a logical reason why you shouldn't be afraid of it as well.
Absolutely.
So.
Cool. You got anything else for us, T?
Email us at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. Check out YouTube. Keon waking me up, or not really waking me up, but like peeping Tom me in the morning.
It's more
creepy.
It's more of a nature documentary.
It's creepy.
It's a nature documentary, Tyler. It's
still creepy. And if you do it again, I'm gonna be really pissed.
Also on there, you can see for our winner of our newsletter, we posted her workouts up there. We thought that you guys might benefit from them as well. Remember, these are specifically for her. This was designed for Tiffany.
For Tiffany, her goals and whatnot. We're not going to tell you her goals because A, those are personal. And B, we're just not. Over it.
Exactly. Suck it up.
Yeah.
If you would like to be entered into winning next month's training, remember, join the newsletter. And we will pick at random our winner for November. So I think we're going to start the second week in November just so that Tiffany gets her full run and gets everything because we kind of started a little bit late with the move and everything. Yeah, so with that, we all good?
I am so good that good is happy for me.
Okay, good. that was the worst sentence I've ever heard.
I have no idea what that even meant.
I'm taking one more person's posture, so if you have a postural deviance and you'd like me to check it out.
You have one more.
I have one more. One more slot. And I'll start emailing with you, podcast@truefitnessacademy.com.
Spectacular.
I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
You have a great day. Peace. He got a glimpse in the bathroom mirror.